Hello?
Okay, MRI on Neil.
It was negative. Just sore right now. And when he's feeling better, he'll go.
What about basketball?
Yeah, knee was a little inflamed today, so he kept him out.
He was out there for stretches?
Yeah, just a little sore.
We heard your pretty strong comments on the radio this morning about, you said, won't miss the playoffs.
Well, what I said, you got to be number one. You got to be a little bit lucky, a little bit fortunate that you can keep healthy. As I said, in our two Super Bowl years, we lost 10 starters 1 year, 15 starters the next year. Last year, we lost 72. So, I got some high expectations for this team, and hopefully we'll get there. Pardon me?
Amza Abdullah, was he?
Same thing. A little tight. His groin was a little sore. Yeah, we kept him out the last two periods, practiced everything except for the last two. You were out there, weren't you? Okay. Just check.
I know you're looking forward to the weekend and Gary going into the hall and how special a player he was.
Yeah, it's a great tribute to Gary and what he meant to this organization. Obviously, the first Super Bowl we won, he was a big part of that. But, like I said, he's a guy that you never had to worry about his guy making the play. You don't say that very often in the National Football League, especially at that left tackle position. And I gave the illustration of that one game when his shoulder was just popped out, was out of joint, and he wouldn't come out of the game until John did. So kind of gives you the idea how tough a guy he was as well. We'll be down there with about 9 or 10 coaches that were with Gary, obviously, when he played, and we're looking forward to it.
Mike, you know, you got the MRI back on time. Do you have any timetable on when he might be back next week, the rest of the weekend?
Don't know. When he's, Tom's such a tough guy, when he feels like he's ready to go, he'll go. When will that be? I really don't know.
Because he is such a tough guy, do you have to rein him in a little bit?
No, he's smart. As you get older, you understand what you can do and what you can't do. There's a difference between being injured and being hurt. Tom knows the difference, so when he can play, he'll come back in the lineup.
Given Nealon's new homes right now, how important was it for you guys to sign Leighton this offseason? How big of a pickup is that?
Well, that's the reason why we signed him. Not only was he a veteran player, but we thought he was, at least from my opinion, I thought he was, kind of the nuts and bolts of that offensive line in Kansas City through all those years. I watched him, I don't know how many snaps he played in a row, I think it's over 7,000, but he's a guy that held that offensive line together for a lot of years and really respected the job he did at Kansas City. So to have him on our football team and playing the way he has is, a big plus for us.
Coach, a weekend in training camp, who or what has impressed you the most?
Pardon me?
Who or what has impressed you the most this one weekend in training camp?
Well, obviously, you could talk about a lot of different things. We're talking about training camp. The main thing we got to do is just get better every day. There's just not one thing in training camp. What you try to do is get better every day as a team and just focus on the now and what's, you don't worry about what's happened in the past, what's happened in the future. And if guys go out there with that mindset, then you got a chance to improve as a football team.
How close is Montre getting back on the field?
I really don't know. I'll tell you when his weight's down, his weight's not down now. When his weight does go down and he gets to the weight that we wanted, then he'll be out there practicing.
How tough is it going to be for him to kind of re-enter the starting lineup? Is he going to have to fight for a job again?
Anytime you give guys an opportunity to go in front of you, it's never good. And I'll answer that question when he comes back.
How have Ryan and Chris played on that right side so far?
Doing a good job. Not much experience there, but playing very well, and I'm hoping we have one of the better offensive lines we've had in a long time.
Year after year, we see the CFL scouts out there. Do they ever ask you your input during camp once you cut a guy? What you think of a guy?
Well, what they do is they evaluate our players just like we evaluate college players, and if somebody is cut at the end, they've got a pecking order too, just like we do through free agency and what we do in college. If a guy's not picked up, and that they think might help their football team, we let them out here because we feel like all these guys are working their rear ends off, and for some reason, if they don't make it with us, they've got an opportunity there in Canada to play as well. Okay?
Thanks to you.